eliminate programs, that will further upset people.
If you have a class of, say, six kids, we should be looking at that.
I can't eliminate a class of six. What am I going to do with the teacher if I eliminate the class? Where do I put them? I have an art class of 11 or 10 kids.
I don't know that half the people have been unemployed here.
What do I do with an art class of 10 students if I eliminate the class? What do I do with the kids in the class?
You consolidate and have a class of 20.
I can't because I only have 10 kids that signed up for that art class. So where do the other kids?
It's a specialized art class.
Students, be quite honest.
What? Okay, I get rid of that period. Where do those kids go?
There are other electives. That's for them to choose.
Okay, what do I do with the teacher who still has other classes of 20? Put them in a study hall? So you want me to take a $70,000 teacher, seven periods a day, and put $10,000 of investment in a study hall
instead of staff?
I haven't added any staff since I've been here.
Well,
in fact, I've reduced.
Well, yeah, you need to do more reducing.
You have less staff now than you ever had.
We, as a board, we never see that. I mean, I don't know how many kids you have in art class or music class or this class or that class.
Every class, and we double classes up.
Well, the thing is, I don't see that, and I don't know if anyone else here.
It's not our job to see that.
Why shouldn't it be? What was I elected for?
Because he's hired to do that job.
We were elected to make decisions.
You know what our decision is? To hire administrators.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying this is what I thought you were running.
Well,